BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Greg James and Alice Levine play Real or No Real. It's a post-Brit shambles. We hear some more of your student campaign videos, and Gabby Logan off of Sport plays Innuendo Bingo with Rihanna off of Films. But we do forget one vital part of the game. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. Good afternoon, this is Scott Mills playing 5 Seconds of Summer, Amnesia. And before that, it was Foo Fighters and Congregation. How are you? We have got a potentially epic innuendo bingo coming up with actual Gabby Logan off of Sport playing against Rihanna off of Films. Yes, all ladies today at 1:45.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Wow, what a night. Good afternoon, it's Scott here playing Pitbull, Kesha, Timber. Right, busy one today. We've got some more of your student campaign videos coming up. Students from across the land have been sending me in videos of them, mostly done to current pop songs, for why you should vote them in to be president or head of sports or something. So we've got more of these. VPs have been on from all over the country. If you've got one, the song this year tends to be Uptown Funk that most people are doing. Send them in to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I'm after your student campaign videos if you want to be elected. We'll do that about 2:40. 1:45 this afternoon, it's all about innuendo bingo. We've got Gabby Logan off of Presenting Rugby playing bingo today with Rihanna off of Films. As Chris is still off, Gabby's also presenting Let's Play Darts for Comet Relief, which is on Sunday on BBC Two, so we'll talk about that. All coming up, if you want to watch Innuendo Bingo today, you can do that on the Radio 1 website when I tell you. 1:45, I'll tell you when the cameras are on. So we're going to play George Ezra from last night's Brit Awards. You know you've made it when you've got your surname up in big letters. Ezra, do you see it? He looked really nervous to start with, and then as the song kind of started and he delivered the first line, you could just see him relax and his little face beaming out towards the audience. So it's George Ezra and Budapest from last night's Brits on Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
George Ezra, Budapest on BBC Radio 1. Things are coming back to me from the evening. I do remember at one point Lionel Richie was like walking in my direction and I just went, hello, and then realised what an idiot I was for saying hello to Lionel Richie. That was Budapest. Oh, that was Budapest by George Ezra from the Brit Awards. Ed Sheeran had a lovely night. I'm sure you've seen the pictures. We'll play some live music from him, from the Brits, a bit later on. That was an excellent performance. And good blowing action there by George on that track live.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon, Gabby Logan.
Good afternoon.
I'm really excited that you're on today.
I'm really nervous.
Are you nervous?
Yeah.
It's just a bit of water. It's all going to be fine. But we have a dry chat first, which is nice.
That's good.
Like, no one throws any water in your direction just for now. You were just saying it's a massive year for rugby this year, right?
Well, the Rugby World Cup's coming up later in the year and we're in the middle of the Six Nations now. This weekend is the third round of matches. There are 5 weekends of Six Nations, which you can see all over the BBC and here on Radio 5 Live. So it's ubiquitously covered and it's quite exciting because England have got off to a better start in this championship than people thought, I think, they would. So now people are probably going to start saying they're going to win the World Cup. But that's a long way off yet. But it's been quite a brutal Six Nations, quite rough.
I was on the Strictly Come Dancing tour recently and we had Tom Evans off of rugby, lovely Tom.
And so, Rugby's Tom Evans.
So we were watching rugby on an iPad all the time in the changing rooms. He couldn't let it go.
Did you like it?
I did quite like it.
Do you understand it now?
No. But
doesn't mean you're a bad person.
Weirdly, it was the only thing I was slightly good at school in sports.
Which part of the game? Kicking,
just kind of barging
tackling,
people out of the way.
Tackling.
Because I was a big lad. So it's going to be a great year for rugby. Also, you've got a darts thing coming up this week, right?
Yeah, it starts on Sunday, 9 o'clock.
Let's play darts for Comet Relief.
It's I had so much fun filming this with a range of fantastic comedians who pair up with actual real dance players from the professional darts world and then compete against each other. Now, most of the comedians, as well as being incredibly funny and you know, contributing quite a lot of entertainment, took it quite seriously when it came to the darts competition.
Did they?
Yeah, so it was brilliant, and it's on all week at 10 o'clock.
So you've got Lee Mack, Bob Mortimer's on it, Sean Locke, Tim Vine, Roisin Conaty, Richard Osman off of Pointless.
Yeah, he's very good. Roisin, I don't want to give too much away. There is a moment which may well end up being kind of one of the sports personality of the year moments in sport, which is Roisin's moment in sport, which you don't see coming. So I'm not spoiling anything, but just tune in and watch her.
I love her.
Yeah, she's very
so good.
Good.
Do you think, I mean, darts was a bit for a while, but it's kind of back now, isn't
what?
It? A bit a bit kind of like, you don't have to have a beer gut to play it now, do you?
No, you still can, though, which is nice. There's a sport for everyone. Do you know what? It's an amazing show. It's real theatre. Like, yeah. I think sport, you know, I would say this, but I think sport is about this kind of theatre and performance anyway.
Performance, yeah.
Yeah, but darts, you're on a stage. What could be more theatrical than that? And the audience are kind of shouting and cheering and holding up signs. And, it could, you know, it's a bit like a pantomime with sport thrown in the middle of it.
Well, you get... This is a long time ago, but I think this was for...
It's another sport you're good at.
As well. No, I was awful at it. But I did get to play around with Bobby George.
Did you? You played around. Are we doing innuendo already?
No, no.
Okay.
And I remember having walk-on music.
What was it?
And there was... I can't remember. But that you and there was smoke on my entrance and everything. It was
Think the entrances from the comedians are genius.
Are they?
Bob Mortimer's possibly one of the funniest things I've seen this year. His entrance, yeah.
I'd like you to meet Rihanna, who's just walked in.
And she's got a large mouth, hasn't she?
Yes. She's the person that's playing innuendo bingo with
in a good way.
Well, I'm just observing. I'm looking at how good you might be at spraying me with water. And
I'm actually really nervous because
you've got Julia Roberts' lips. This is an unfair advantage already.
I like you, Gabby. I like you a lot. But when I'm opposite Chris Stark, it's fine. I'm so happy to get him as wet as possible. But with you, I'm kind of a little bit like...
And you know about my allergy that I come out in hives if I get water on my face.
Oh, no!
That happens.
So sure. How are you feeling about this, Rihanna? I feel quite nervous for you.
I know, because I've only done it with Rachel Riley before.
Yes.
Who hasn't been Chris Stark.
Yeah.
And that was fine. Yeah. You know, me and Rachel.
We'll be all right.
But
Gabby
now I'm
Logan,
really
I know.
I feel like I couldn't possibly get your lovely face wet.
This possibly is going to happen.
I'm hoping I've got a good ducking action.
Duck out the way.
Just do this.
But like we always say this to newbies, don't be shy. Do you know what I mean? There is a bin there, but it's only for aesthetics.
Do you remember when we used to use the bin? Do you remember that?
Back in the day.
Has anybody ever turned up with a cold or anything? Because that could be quite gross, couldn't it?
I think me and Chris used to do it with colds, but like...
Yeah. I mean, we've had to sit people out if they've had a really bad cold before.
Or mouth herpes.
But yeah.
Oh, God.
Thanks for that.
But
some of the greats have played this. Gerard Butler, Will Ferrell, Jesse J.
Hugh Jackman doing this.
Hugh Jackman
did it. Just saying those names doesn't mean I'm now in their gene pool. You know, don't try and kind of like dress it up.
We don't use the same water if that helps. It's clean. So we're going to play Maroon 5 and Sugar and then... Unbelievably, Gabby Logan is going to play innuendo bingo with Rihanna off of Films.
Oh, God.
This is exciting.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Oh, good. The cameras are going on. Got to be honest, I'm not looking my best. It was the Brit Awards last night, Gabby Logan.
Oh, you look good. What time did you get in?
It was quite late, yeah. but it's all fine.
Did you come straight to work? Car kit?
No, it wasn't. No. I did get some sleep. But I did. I haven't told anyone this. There was a point in the evening where my bottom touched Taylor Swift's bottom. By mistake. I know. Excitement.
She hasn't got much of a bottom.
I know, but I can still feel it.
You've been really...
Whereas I have. If you go to the Radio 1 website right now, you can watch Gabby Logan and Rihanna off of Films. This is too much for my head to cope with today. Playing innuendo bingo. Get online now. Go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. You can watch it on your tablet, phone, computer, anywhere where you can get the Radio 1 website, any screen. Put it on and you can see us live now.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
I'm sorry for what's about to happen, Gabby.
There's no water.
Is there not?
There's no water. No,
I think that's good then. So we'll just get some...
Not that I'm wanting to get really wet, but I think it might spoil the game.
Okay, right. Yeah.
Amazing.
Everyone's really on it today, as you can tell.
The best time to do this is the day after the Brits.
It really is. You've picked the right day. Have we got some water? Or do you want me to play another song?
Well, it's something liquidy that was outside.
As I did say, the water is generally, it's quite clean, but I'm not convinced that is.
Might like have had goldfish.
Gabby is now... Gabby is holding up a plastic water bottle that does look like it may have had a goldfish in it at some point. Amazing.
Okay, has someone hung over from the Brits been drinking out of this water?
I don't know, it is half empty. Mm. But go for your life.
Sure. Do we fill up now?
It's not mine.
Yeah, let's do it.
Fill up, ready? Okay. We'll get some proper cups for you in a minute. I love that we forgot the water. That's never happened. Okay, here we go. So today's Innuendo Bingo with Gabby Logan is happening right now. And first, we're going... Fill your cheeks, ladies. We're going to BBC Radio 2 and the Steve Wright Show, where Tim Smith shares a little bit more than he meant to with the show's devoted listeners in the afternoon.
I get phoned quite regularly from my mobile provider, you know, trying to sell me a new package. But I've got a great package.
Oh. Anna. Tim Smith there. Think about it, everybody.
But I've got a great package.
Thank you to our listener, Joe, who heard that and really wished he hadn't.
I didn't need to know that about him.
I know. Gabby really ducked out of the way there. That was good.
He did. I was impressed.
And no water sprayage as yet. Oh, okay. All right, here's how it goes.
Game on. Fine.
Got you straight in the chest there, didn't she? Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. Last minute one. Okay. I love Gabby Logan. She was my first crush. I'm 24. Thanks for that. Also, James Randall and Peter Brisbane on, saying, I can't wait to watch this. It's going to be a good one, I can tell already. We're staying at Radio 2. And we go to just this morning, where news legend Moira Stewart shares some of the information that she's acquired over the years about Madonna, who has so many talents.
If you're not careful, somehow when you're going up and down stairs, you tread on it. They're lethal, absolutely lethal. All but right. Being yanked off backwards...
I wouldn't put it past her, you see. She's a genius.
She's a genius. What a talented lady. To be able to cope with all that, do you know what I mean? Wow.
Being yanked off dances. Backwards...
I wouldn't put it past her, you see.
She's put it past her.
Poor Madge.
I know. She had a fall. Okay, now the first of two appearances now on Innuendo Bingo from Matt Baker off of The One Show. Now, Matt sounds here like he really enjoys spending time with his co-host, Alex Jones.
We've had this great idea of asking kids to do their mum's makeup at the beginning of the day and the mum gets sponsored.
An easy idea, but so effective.
I can't believe I haven't been let loose on your face yet.
Oh! Okay. Yeah, that was wet. So, did that go in your hair, Gabby?
Did I get the back of your head? That's not what Chris does to me.
Yeah.
Great.
Straight down the back. Good one. Tom from Leeds is watching. Lol that you forgot the water, says Amber. I know.
Can I say, it still hasn't arrived. Is that happening?
Mm-hmm.
It has.
I can't believe I haven't been let loose on your face yet.
Wow, it's back to Radio 2 again now. They're always at it. It's filth on there. This time it's Ken Bruce. Now, Ken's talking about weird local sayings. I dread to think what some of these mean. Particularly, listen out for the one from Dom in Warwick.
My mum lived in Wigan, says Karen, who's now in London, and she used to say she could eat a hot buttered monkey. Well, Hartlepool's the place for that, really, wasn't it? No, and Dom in Warwick says, we say, yeah, we could eat the back door buttered. Lovely.
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 What are you talking about, Ken?
He's so gross.
Half of that was absolute nonsense.
He is so gross.
I love Ken Bruce. I respect him very much as a broadcaster, but that was nonsense.
We say, yeah, we could eat the back door buttered. Lovely. Lovely.
Thanks, Ross, for that one. Some good new clips today. Run out of water again? Okay, good. Now it's time for something from one of Gabby's colleagues in BBC Sport. We're going over to the snooker for some important facts about the scientists who worked out how to make the perfect snooker ball. And I tell you, what they got up to after hours in the laboratory.
Our friends on the BBC show Plastics How It Works have explained the story in loving detail, recreating that initial solution and dipping their balls in it.
Rihanna? Oh. That was most ladylike. Who's wettest right now, do we think?
Rihanna.
I think I've got the wettest hair.
But it really shows on me. I wore a top that just changes colour when it gets wet. So.
Recreating that initial solution and dipping their balls in it.
All happens on the snooker, doesn't it? Now over to Matt Baker again on The One Show. He's on a roll at the moment. I think he's on TV so much these days, sometimes he just forgets that he's on. Because he really will talk about anything. Even Robin Windsor off of Strictly Come Dancing.
Listen, Robin, I just want to say very quickly that I think about you quite often, you know.
Oh, really?
Whoa, what happened there? We haven't even got to the bit yet. Oh, Rihanna.
It's just his tone.
I know. Rihanna, you're
is
a mess.
Not, is that not it?
You're a mess.
Is that not it?
That's not
that
it.
Wasn't even the one.
Refill.
I'm dreading the one
now. Refill now. God. Oh. Let's try and get to the end of the clip of Matt Baker from BBC One Show. Here we go.
Listen, Robin, I just want to say very quickly that I think about you quite often, you know.
Oh, really?
Every time I go to my sock drop.
Oh! Matt!
Myself.
Ah. Oh, really?
Every time I go to my sock drop.
Have you messed yourself, Gabby?
I have. Oh. I've done my own.
Done your own one.
Oh, my goodness.
Jack and Durham is loving this.
I feel like we know too much about Matt Baker now.
I do as well. He's always on, that's why. This is great watching. Makes a good break from revision, says Isaac in Kettering.
I'm glad that we're stopping people from doing their work.
So yeah, it's good. It's like a lunchtime break. It's good.
That's my aim.
Okay, right. Now, this next one is going to be a challenge. I warn you both. I need you to really load up on the water.
Oh, you've got really full cheeks now.
And you may need to keep refilling throughout this, because it's kind of like, it's triple threat. It's a 24-second long clip, just to warn you. Brace. We're going to be very polite, and we're going to go to the intellectual...
I have to go again.
Okay. This is a great one. Oh, wow. We're going to the...
How many cups? Oh, this is what they normally have at the...
Better late than never, eh? Should we do it again in a minute? Yeah. Okay, so this is the intellectual surroundings of BBC Radio 4. Mm-hmm. And on Radio 4, they're discussing chickens, specifically male chickens, otherwise known as roosters or cockerels or sometimes cocks. Mm-hmm. Okay? Just wanted to warn you, brace. Here we go.
Cock throwing.
Okay, and you need to refill if you spit, okay?
Cock throwing where somebody tethers their cock to the ground and the people taking part are giving batons. And their role is to try and throw the baton at the cock and to knock the cock and to stun him so that he can't get up. And then you run up and try and get the cock in your own hands before he's kind of got back onto his feet. And if you do that, you win the cock.
Oh. Well explained there. And remember, it's all about cockerels, that.
What
Thank
just
you.
Happened?
I don't know.
Where the heck did that get...
It was on, yeah. Well, it's a thing. They're just discussing chickens.
Got back onto his feet. And if you do that, you win the cock.
Yay.
Which,
what fun. Thanks, Tom, for that one.
Ringing out my shirt.
Wow,
this,
Rihanna.
This is a programme in itself. This is a whole thing.
Rihanna, are you wearing pantyhose?
What
are you wearing underneath, please?
I'm wearing, like, cycling shorts.
Oh, I see.
I feel like...
It looks a little bit lacy. I was like, okay.
Oh, yeah. You're really overdressed.
Gabby feels overdressed. It's all fine. People are really enjoying this. Mark in Carefully says this is the best innuendo of the year so far. Okay, so the next one is from a TV show called Splash. Remember that one, Gabby? The rules on the show are really very detailed.
And remember...
No running!
No bumming!
Did you say no bumming?
And remember...
No running!
No bumming!
That's right, those are the rules. Do you remember that?
Were you the viewer?
I watched it every week.
It was
no bombing.
Oh, no bombing.
Of course.
And remember...
No running!
No bombing.
And finally... finally, it's another clip just for you. Oh, girls.
I said no bombing. Oh, what did you think I said?
Nothing. Nothing. Move on.
Okay, sorry.
And finally, it's another one just for Gabby from BBC Sport. It's an all-time classic. This is Chris Stark's favourite, in fact. We're going to the Gulf.
Is the wind getting stronger, Paul?
Yes, it is, Sam. It's gusting. It's also a chill to it as well.
Can get very cold, Lynx Golf. I remember Ken Brown used to soak his balls in hot water for a good hour before playing cold weather.
Oh, I love Ken Brown.
I remember that one.
Ken Brown used to soak his balls in hot water for a good hour before playing cold weather.
That was an epic innuendo bingo. Thank you, Gabby Logan.
Thank you. Good game.
Watch all of the rugbies and also
all of the rugbies
and also let's darts. Play darts for Comet Relief, which is on Sunday.
Starts on Sunday every night next week, 9 o'clock on Sunday, BBC Two, all week at 10 o'clock, and then next Sunday the final at 9 o'clock.
Yes, Gabby, awesome. Thank you so much. That was a brilliant game of innuendo bingo. People absolutely loved it. Thanks, girls.
Thank you.
BBC
Radio 1.
Mills here. Loads of people asking for the video of Gabby Logan already. We'll get that up for you a bit after the show today on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. Such a good reaction. One of the best in a while for today's innuendo bingo with Rihanna off a film. She is soaked, by the way. Had to do the proper walk of shame through the office then. Gabby Logan, innuendo bingo, really good today. It's back next Tuesday and Thursday, and we'll get that video on YouTube as soon as we can. Coming up, Greg James on Real or No Real at 3:40 this afternoon. Got some good facts for you today. 2:40, we'll go through some of these student election campaign videos that we've been getting.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills here. Do you remember earlier in the week we had Jamie Redmayne on, one of our listeners, hoping that Oscar winner Eddie Redmayne was a relative? And we spoke to a lady called Karen yesterday, and her and Jamie Redmayne, the listener, have been kind of talking on email. We hooked them up to see if, she can find the right family tree and see if maybe they're, second or third cousins once removed or something. Karen, you really do love family tree, don't you? She's been doing a lot of extensive research, and I've received at least 12 emails today about whether Jamie could be Eddie's relative. So thanks for that, Karen. What's happening is Jamie Redmayne and Karen, who loves a family tree, are hitting reply all each time. And I'm kind of copied in on the emails as well. So I'm getting absolutely everything. It's all coming my way about various Redmaynes that may have existed in the 18th century. So thanks for that. Really interested.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Mills here, playing Royal Blood, who are amazing at the Brits last night. And also the new Jungle track and Martin Garrix in the next 10 minutes. If you love our podcast, if you listen to it every day, it's our best bits. If you don't manage to catch the whole show live, that's the Scott Mills Daily, available from wherever you get your podcasts from or the Radio 1 website. Another podcast you might like is Matt Edmondson. Really good show that he does at the weekend. If you don't listen to it live, get the Matt Edmondson podcast. This week, in the lead up to the Oscars, they speak to Bradley Cooper on the show, but he's an estate agent from Norfolk. It's another Jamie and Eddie Redmayne situation. Matt Edmondson podcast from the Radio 1 website for free, just like ours, or wherever you normally get your podcasts from.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Got live Ed Sheeran music from last night's Brit Awards coming up. Sam in Cornwall's been on saying, are you playing any Kanye from last night's Brit? Says, when I was watching it on the TV, it kept going all Big Brother with birds tweeting. What, when they used to do the was it like the live streaming of Big Brother? Hey, that's not anymore, is it? He says, I think my TV might be broke. It was just birds tweeting. Sadly, no Kanye coming up, Sam, so you won't be able to tell or not. This is Radio 1. Hi, Oliver.
Hi, you're right.
Yeah, how's it going?
You're really well, thank you. So well. I'm having a lot of fun at the moment.
But why is that?
So I'm currently campaigning the SU elections for Cardiff Uni.
Yes.
So it's going really well. So it's just an absolutely mad week of just seeing loads of lecture shout-outs, talking to hundreds of people, that kind of thing. So it's been really exciting.
So what's the campaigning been like this week?
It's been absolutely ridiculous. It's been so busy.
Are you going to win?
I'm going to say yes. Why not? Yes, absolutely. Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Get you.
Got to have confidence, so yes.
Now, you've sent me something quite special, haven't you?
Yes, I did. My campaign video.
So you're campaigning to be what, VP?
VP Education, that's right, yeah. Which is pretty exciting. So, yes, I just sent you in this video of what we did, like a parody of Fancy, but we'll vote for Oli instead.
I love these so much.
I know.
We're getting a lot of these coming in. If you are running for something at your student union, then email your video, because loads of people are doing them, to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. So you decided to choose Iggy Azalea Fancy.
That's right, yep, definitely. Which is really cool, because it really fits in my gimmicks, Monopoly. So I thought it was like Fancy Monopoly Man. It kind of goes hand in hand. So,
you know, there's certain messages that you have to get in the song.
Yep.
What did you manage to fit in to Fancy?
I literally managed to fit in all my policies, which is amazing. I don't know how I managed to do it, but I sat down with my brother. We had a few Skype sessions. He got really annoyed with me because I'm useless at writing lyrics. He practically wrote it all for me. But yeah, we managed to get it in and just say where it was in Cardiff and all that kind of thing and how I'd help out so to all students, so which is pretty cool.
I'm playing it now. Am I going to like this?
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay.
First things first, I'm the keenest. Student rep, I let my whole course feel it. And I'm in the education business, got on ed exec. Now I'm proving uni experience. You should want a VP like this. I was chair of SSP just like this. See my skills, see my plans, I'll insist. Library, stock more copies of books on your reading list. Open 24/7, we should have that. Promote course reps, get module feedback. Cardiff students, don't you want that? If I'm VP, I will give you that.
Oh.
Vote for Oli. He already knows about education. From the taste to Colin Rudd. Vote for Oli. Don't say we're told. Remember his name when you vote.
Oh, that's good, Oli.
Thank you.
Good. Let me hear more. Hang on.
That's what my view is. Work experience without it. Don't worry about it. I'll get you placement modules, yeah, for every department.
Yeah, I get the idea.
Thank you. I'm glad you liked it.
Is it true you had some kind of grime MC helping you as well?
Yeah, so basically, I asked one of my friends to help me record it, and then it turns out he's got a background in grime music, so he was coaching me how to effectively rap, which was like a really spicy. It suddenly came out of nowhere, and he just started showing me all these rap songs that he made, which is ridiculous. So,
because no offence, you don't sound like a rapper.
No. Apparently, it takes a lot for me to sound a little more kind of rapper-ish. But I try my best.
It's quite lucky you didn't have to put your whole name in, because it's quite long, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's got far too many syllables, which is really difficult. And I've got two middle names as well, which is I've just got the longest surname in existence.
What is it?
It's Oliver Van Den Bent Kelly.
Sure.
Which is, yeah, it's too long for one of Iggy's lines, unfortunately.
Oliver Van Den Bent Kelly.
That's right, yeah.
Are you off of Dutch?
Yes, I'm half Dutch, half Irish. That's where it comes from.
What are your friends saying about this video?
Some love it, some think it's brilliant, others find it really, really cringy. Like one of my friends said, I cringed so hard I had to go to A&E. So I was like, oh, okay. And a lot of people are saying I should sack my backup singers as well.
Oh, really?
Which is, yeah, they're saying, oh, poor effort from them. But apart from it, some, like, it's been a mix, but they all love it. They find it really funny.
You're going to go out solo now and forget the backings, yeah?
I think I might do, definitely. Like a recording career for me in the grind scene, I think it's calling.
I think it is calling, Oliver de Van der Ben Kelly. Right, good to speak to you.
Same to you.
This is an excellent video. I'm enjoying it very much.
Thank you so much.
That's all right, and I hope you win.
Thank you, fingers crossed.
Obviously, I'm not biased. Anyone else can also win. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm getting so many of these student election campaign videos in now from people that want to be elected. Now, there's a guy here called Callum Watts, and I've just checked, it is a video from this year, but Callum, you could have chosen something maybe a little bit more current and maybe a little bit less obvious, just my honest feedback. What I think Callum's done here is gone to his really kind of crap microphone on his laptop and recorded it and got really close to it so people can't really hear him do it. It's obviously you wanted to do it kind of in secret, as you're here. And kind of zero effort when he's spitting the bars.
My name is
My name is... My name is...
Callum Watts.
My name is... My name is... My name is... Callum Watts.
Go on, Callum.
Hey, can I have the attention of the university for a second?
Ah!
Hey, kids. You like our uni venues? Want to make them free for students and society use? Want to make a committee to oversee the management and be the go-between for their staff and our students? And speaking of staff, hey, I want to give them a living wage and get them on these flexible non-zero hours contracts that they won't hate. And my mate says that Callum Watts your best bet, so vote for him or your vote's wasted. Well, my plan's swell. Don't vote for someone else or you'll miss out on a man whose student government won't miss about. Want hall reps as well as community ones too to raise the quality of student housing across the city. What? I'm sick of...
Okay, enough. Thanks, Callum. Thank you for that. Now, here's someone that wants to be re-elected. Sorry, I didn't warn you about the cringe factor in these at all, did I? This is Hayley Jane, and she's going for president at Lincoln again. Do not adjust your radio. It is out of tune.
I am Hayley Jane. You should vote for me again. I've got ideas on my brain, ideas on my brain. Been elected once before, but I can give you more. Let me tell you what I've done so far. Let me tell you what I've done so far. VP activities, I listen to the sports and societies. Got rid of all the forms and the paperwork. Now it's all online and it's gonna be alright. So you need to re-elect Hayley Jane for press, cause I planned a lot of trips and arranged more events. Vote Hayley Jane number one for press. Go and vote, go and vote.
So that's Hayley Jane that wants to be re-elected, and Callum Watts there who wants to be elected for the first time at Lincoln. They're against each other. Callum or Hayley Jane, what should I do?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I'm sorry I didn't give you a warning. I have to keep it turning down, says someone. My face can't deal with more cringe. I know, I didn't warn you about the Hayley Jane one or the Callum one. Joe in Birmingham says, Hayley Jane, what a hot voice. Well, if you could vote for her, you would, right? Pest in Preston says, I've just actually cringed my back out. Yeah, sorry about that. My face has just fallen off because I'm cringing that much. Please stop. Sorry about your face.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Emma.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm all right. What's going on?
I just watched The Voice on Saturday, and when Will.i.am chose his last person for his team, he got out of Philly String, and I was like...
Very good.
Thank you.
I didn't actually see The Voice on Saturday. I missed it, but I will catch up on iPlayer. Why was the silly string out?
I have no idea. He had a confetti cannon as well, but he never used it.
Is he becoming a children's entertainer in his spare time or something?
I think so. I think he's just everyone's entertainer. He's becoming a caricature of himself.
Yeah. I'd like to do a Who, actually. My mum came to stay with me the other day. And she asked me where the bar of soap was. The last time you used soap, please? Under the age
Imperial
of 50.
Imperial leather.
Who?
Imperial leather.
Also, I've just seen that backstage, because her niece was on the show, Sally Gunnell off the 90s Athletics. Why was she on?
I have no idea.
I need to see this on iPlayer. And Pixie Lott's best friend.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. That's ridiculous.
She wasn't on. She didn't get through either.
I thought The Voice was supposed to be about The Voice, not about whose friend you are.
The famous friend.
The famous friend.
Good to speak to you.
And you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye, Scott.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I feel a bit emotional because Zane Lowe's just come in and said bye, because I'm probably not going to see him again now, and it makes me a bit sad. How weird. Hi, Alice.
Oh, hi. I didn't know if I was supposed to actually be here.
No, look at your face. You're like, don't have a breakdown. It's weird,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, gay hun.
It's like 12 years.
I know, it's ages, isn't it?
Yeah,
I can't quite get my head around it.
I know, and it's really, I don't know what to say because I don't want to get upset, but like, we just hugged it out, a big man hug.
Oh, you guys.
I know. Hey, nice to see you sober at the Brits last night.
Oh, Sars, don't worry about it.
You right?
Yeah, good. I love the day after the Brits on Radio 1.
Why?
Because it's a hot mess. I've just been in that airlock. Dirty food all over the shop.
Yeah, the dirty food is on today. I've got to say, chips, ahoy.
Ahoy. And also, why is everything... Oh, you have... what's going on? Is this all for something else?
What?
You've not covered everything in plastic because you're worried you're going
to
puke.
To be fair, that is a good point. But it was from Innuendo Bingo earlier.
Oh, sure.
We just haven't cleared up.
Right, fair enough. Everything's very slack today. Brilliant. I know.
By now, that would be cleared normally by two. Gabby Logan was on LOL.
There's a very laissez-faire attitude going on today.
It certainly is. Also, LOL that your friend last night got a selfie with Kim Kardashian.
She was so excited.
How did she just go up and go, hi, I can have a selfie? And she's like, sure.
She's like, can I have a selfie?
And as we were saying, what Kim Kardashian does, which is great, is when she doesn't want to do something, she just goes, no, thank you. But she always says thank you. So like, can I have a picture? No, thank you. I really love
that. Makes it totally fine.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's time for Real or No Real with some Radio 1 All-Stars, Greg James and Alice Levine.
Oh, Alice.
Hiya.
Are you all right?
We're all right.
Okay, yeah. We're still cool?
We're cool.
What happened, please?
Well.
Something get awkward, did it?
Yeah, the whole 3 hours of the
about
show.
3 hours of yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I know about that. I thought something happened after the show. Yeah.
Did anything happen after the show? Did anything?
Nothing I'd like to recall on air, no.
Oh, God. I didn't send you any DMs. No. Did I aubergine DMs?
No, to be fair, I didn't see you afterwards. I couldn't find you.
I think I've made it more awkward than it needs to be.
Yeah. I definitely saw you from afar. Yeah. Anyway, it was fun. It was fun yesterday.
Really
very,
fun.
Very, very fun.
I heard a bit of your show. It sounded great. And a fun night last night.
Yeah, loved it. I really...
Yeah, I bet you did.
I mean, there was just... Where do we start? Where do we start? We talk about Kanye West sort of basically making a siege. Mm. And then Madonna and... Where do you...
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
I know.
I watched the whole performance with my hands over my face.
I did too. I
couldn't believe it happened.
I know, it's craziness when you see it. It makes me feel a bit ill when I watch it now. Oh, I don't like it at all.
I love how people are going, oh, I think it was a PR stunt. Mm-hmm. I think it was all fixed.
Not
all,
something like that. Ridiculous.
No way. No. If you watch it again, she could have killed herself.
Yeah, it's really... It looks so awful. I hate it.
And you know that bit where it was the same, that was the same like guy with that horn hat on, wasn't it? And he was doing like a kind of like sexy like dance bit with her, and do you think she was going, we're going to talk about this after the show? And he was like, sorry.
I'm telling you, all of those people would have been fired by now.
I reckon they'd have been fired then killed.
Probably killed also. We
not
can't...
all of them.
Kill the Minotaur.
Yeah. Kill them. Do you remember this little fact we had on yesterday's Real or No Real? From Chris Smith here.
Tonight on ITV4, you can watch a reality TV show called Dappy and Ollie Locke's Big Fishing Trip.
Yes. Now, you may have missed this because it was up against the Brits on ITV1, but it was on ITV4. This is real. Dappy and Ollie Locke off of Chelsea go fishing together.
Listen, apart from being on the stage, hearing thousands of people singing along to something I wrote and composed, nothing, I mean nothing, beats hooking a great big old carp.
Wow, that's a TV show.
Finally, someone saying what we're all thinking.
The elephant in the room.
Also, listen when he doesn't win one of the challenges. He almost starts to cry.
Despite losing, I was on the bank with Mr. Ali Hamidi, my fishing idol, Mr. Macy, and my good pal Ollie, and that's what fishing's about, having great fun.
Don't cry, it's just
get
fish.
Get a grip of yourself.
You okay, hon?
Also, who has a fishing idol? That'd be a good TV show.
get Pete Waterman on.
And now,
Nikki Chapman.
And now, I saw her the other day in the supermarket. And now it's time for Real or No Real. That's fact. Here we go.
A French inventor has developed a pill that can change the flavour of smell of your flatulence. Flavours include roses, chocolate and ginger.
Oh, wouldn't that be lovely, though?
Ginger.
Ginger would be horrible.
Ginger farts.
But then you'd know, wouldn't you, if like a lift smelt of ginger? Because why else would it smell of ginger?
Someone's dropped one, it smells of ginger.
I'd love that. If this is real, I'm absolutely going to buy loads.
I want some. I really want to smell of roses instead.
I'm worried about the science behind it if it is real.
Well, you know,
what's that doing to your body?
Yeah, what is that doing, please?
Yeah, but that's... I mean, I don't want to get into it because it's a bit disgusting, but, you know, sometimes it does smell like the thing you've eaten.
Mm, yes.
So it makes sense, right?
Mm. So sure. Now it'll smell of lovely ginger. Real or no real? I know that your farts featured on the red carpet yesterday, didn't they?
Well, oh, fictitiously, yes.
Imagine if they'd smell of chocolate instead.
Well, the weirdest bit was that he did smell the jar, didn't he?
We've done some, you know, I'm including everyone here, we've all been part of some pretty immature things on Radio 1.
Yeah, we have.
But last
this
night...
This was juvenile.
This was the lowest, but also probably my favourite ever. Yep. We made Alice give Ben Haynow a bottled fart. She had to say it was mine, and then he smelt it. Why did he smell it?
So mortifying.
Real or no real?
I'm going to say that can't be real because we would have heard about it by now because it's such a great idea. I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Yeah. Oh, what? I'm buying some. The pills retail at €9.99 in France, but unfortunately there are no word about whether they're going to be available in the UK.
But wait, are they like poppets? Is it like you don't know which one you're going to get?
Poppets?
Poppets?
What are they called? Poppets!
Are they like poppets?
Do you mean like revels?
Revels! Yeah, revels too.
Oh, God. I don't know, Alice.
This is why the day after the Brits is my fave.
And next.
In some foreign...
You just snorted. Next.
Sorry. In some foreign cities, One Direction can't find a single hotel where they can stay without fans screaming outside their windows, so instead, they sleep on a boat.
No, they don't.
With Dappy fishing on the bank.
No, they don't. What?
So imagine, imagine you're, for instance, let's say Niall Horan. You've got a lot of people outside screaming. You
no
can't
one's
get
screaming
to
at
sleep.
Niall Horan.
All right, imagine you're Harry Styles. There's loads of people outside. You can't get to sleep. So the record company take you to a boat, and therefore on the ocean you get a lot of peace and quiet. There's no fans standing outside the boat, are there?
They send them to sea.
Yeah, do they put it out to sea, or is it like on a canal?
They just put them, what, they and they just float around.
Free float.
In the middle of the sea.
Because there's no fans, so they can get a good night's sleep.
There's also no land.
I mean, but... yeah.
Imagine those poor boys. Sometimes they cannot sleep because of the fans.
It's a logical solution, but it's a bit...
It's extreme.
A bit much, isn't it? It is a bit much. You've got a story about a bus, haven't you? They've got a special door in it or something.
What?
Some bands have got like a special door underneath the bus so they can escape into or something.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that before, yeah.
Is that real? That's true.
Real or no real?
I'm going to say that's real.
Real.
That one is real.
Just a little bit of gossip I heard last night at the Brit Awards, actually.
Really?
Yeah, so the 1D fans are so militant that sometimes they stake out every hotel in the places they play, so they have to be put up in a yacht.
Oh, my God. This world is ludicrous.
I knew it wouldn't be a barge boat.
Oh. No, it'd be a nice boat, but that's the way you get sleep, see?
What's going on?
Next.
Late last night, the paparazzi caught one of Madonna's tour crew going out to a late-night chemist's to buy Arnica cream.
Oh, no.
We also...
Is that for bruises?
We also don't really have late-night chemists. This is nonsense.
Yeah, we do.
Not really, do we?
Yeah, 24-hour ones.
Where?
Yeah, there is.
What?
Why did you just look at me like I know about pharmacies? You were like, Alice will know about 24 opening hours, yes.
Yeah. Oh, maybe there is. Oh, I don't know.
No, there is. I've never.
But is Arnica the one for bruises?
Oh, I think so, yes.
Oh, no, bless a little cottons.
It was in London's Piccadilly Circus.
If it was true.
So that's the one for the bruises.
Say, if it is a late-night chemist, it's not just a chemist. Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what I'm saying?
It's one of those slightly strange places around Soho.
Yes. Real or no real?
Is this a chemist? Absolutely, sir. Come upstairs.
One of the pats.
Don't draw the curtains.
Don't call Madonna, sir.
No, we have to. Why are you drawing the curtains? We have to, it's a licensing thing. What?
So one of the paps caught one of Madonna's tour crew going to a late-night chemist in London to buy some Arnica cream.
It
real
was
or
beyond
no real.
Arnica, though, wasn't it? That was five steps. I heard that.
Oh, I know. It was awful.
Somebody said it was the mic. It wasn't the mic.
Arnica. No. No real.
Arnica.
Stop saying Arnica.
No real.
That one is no real.
Yeah, I made that one up, actually. But I bet it hurt. And at the end of that round of real or no real... Oh. Greg got 30, Alice got 20.
Yay.
I'm so glad someone was keeping score there, because I really wasn't. What's coming up, Greg?
I don't know.
Excellent. Okay, well, that's all from four on BBC Radio 1.
No, I'm joking. Obviously, we have film reviews with Rihanna.
Yes.
And today we have Rage Against the Answer Machine because we didn't do it yesterday. So at 5:10, it's Rage Against the Answer Machine on a Thursday. Okay?
Thanks.
And that's it.
And thank you, Alice.
Oh, thanks, yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Those are the best bits of Thursday's show. Get this podcast free every day by just hitting subscribe. And we'll see you on Radio 1 tomorrow, 1 p.m.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.